from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Miss any of the show, you get the Tobin and Leroy podcast on some platforms. How's it going, Frog Boy? Did you fix it yet?
So, let me tell you the loop they've sent us on. They've deemed that it was a local issue, and then locally deemed that it was a corporate issue, and then corporate escalated it twice, and no one has responded.
What does escalated to mean?
Like, various people have contacted me saying, the problem has been escalated to me. And I'm like, I don't know who you are.
What the hell does that mean, escalated?
I don't know. Like, it went from a normal
IT. That means IT. It's, like, been handed up to an actual person who can help?
Hopefully.
So have any of these people helped?
Dude.
No one's helped yet.
Fix it, dude.
I'm doing my best.
I want the podcast fixed. Yeah. I got people bothering me every single day, and it won't get fixed.
Yeah, you know what's amazing?
So sorry. Yeah.
It's amazing how many different people have to comment on this before somebody works on it.
Ridiculous.
It's like,
should be done in a day. Ridiculous. Anyway. Bum.
It's baffling to me how sometimes you work in a building that spends more time avoiding work than actually
fixing. Hell yeah. How quick could it be to fix that? 2 seconds?
Right.
3 seconds?
But here's, like, it's like when you need something fixed right here. Like, I could be looking at the person that could help me in 2 seconds, and they go fill out a ticket and I have to wait until tomorrow.
Ridiculous.
It's torture.
Anyway, headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
You were saying the Dolphins signed some people, Leroy?
Yes. They signed a running back and a linebacker. Let me look here. Anthony McFarland is running back and linebacker DaQuan Jackson.
All right.
Just need bodies.
Need bodies. If you guys missed earlier, River Craycraft is going to miss time, weeks of time, with an upper body injury. Cam Smith is week to week with a hamstring injury. According to Barry Jackson, David Long is fine, so that's good.
Right.
And Chris Brooks is in concussion protocol.
Okay.
Which sucks, because he had a great run.
Oof.
Yep.
So there you go.
Well, one of the things that I just read something.
What?
Colt McCoy is retiring from football. I'm like, he's been retired for like 5 years.
Was he on a roster last year?
Yeah.
Who was he on?
I don't know.
I need to know.
He's a professional backup.
If we had Colt McCoy, would that make everybody feel better than Mike White and Skylar Thompson? He was not on a roster last year, but he did play the year before that. He was on the Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
For a couple of seasons. Cardinals, Giants, Washington, San Francisco, and started his career in Cleveland.
You know what's amazing? You know when fans say, like during a draft, we need to draft this guy, we need to draft this guy, we need to draft this guy.
Yep.
When those guys suck and your team drafts somebody else and that guy ends up flourishing, do you ever come back and say, whew, what's wrong on that one?
I don't know.
I know you don't. You finagle your way out of anything.
Well, this starts.
You said some of the craziest stuff ever.
I mean, you could look at the 2008 draft if we wanted to go to like the Heat and they drafted Michael Beasley. Like, you know, Kevin Love was better. Russell Westbrook was better. So they missed. But still makes me happy.
Oh, what about...
They totally missed with that.
What about even drafting, what's the name, over Book?
Justice Winslow?
Justice Winslow.
Yeah, it's a whiff.
That's a big whiff. It's a whiff. Because here, think about this. Let's play this out. If they had Book,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't have Tyler Hero.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. He lost a lot early in his career.
That don't mean anyone with the Heat.
What do you mean?
He wasn't here. He was there.
No, I know, but I don't know. We don't, who knows how it goes? Who knows?
He's a bona fide scorer.
He is a bona fide scorer, but
under all conditions,
Leroy, they lost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was no jump like there was with like the Wolves with Anthony Edwards.
Well, I mean, Anthony Edwards also, they had Karl Anthony Towns.
Who cares? They're the number one pick with Karl Anthony Towns.
Right.
Stunk after Jimmy Butler left.
And then they traded for Gobert.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how that guy keeps making, I mean, they traded for him like they were trading for Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, they ruined the trade market.
Yep.
So, want to get to this. So we talked a little bit last hour about the Stephen Ross comments about his Super Bowl. He thinks the Dolphins are Super Bowl contenders if healthy. Mike McDaniel, he was asked about this. Do you want to hear what Mike McDaniel had to say?
Sure.
Here's Mike McDaniel on Stephen Ross's expectations of being a Super Bowl contender if healthy.
Mike, during the game, the team owner, Stephen Ross, was interviewed by CBS, and among the things he said, if we stay healthy, we're certainly a contender for the Super Bowl. Do you like those types of comments?
Absolutely. I think that means I think from a team perspective, a lot of times people hesitate to talk about goals, in case you don't achieve them. I don't really operate that way. There's a lot of steps before that, so I don't think, necessarily it's on our guys' minds right now because our goals are creating our standard and then winning the next game, and then you try to do the division, and then you try to win the conference, and you try to win the Super Bowl. So, but I like... I like the building, and including the owner having the mindset of let's be bold, don't be afraid of anything. We're going to compete, and I think that brings out the best in people. I'm excited that he, I think that means he believes in the program, right?
Hmm.
Oh my God. No.
Okay.
I just saw the 66 yard field goal.
Yeah.
It must be noted.
Yep.
He hit the net.
Crazy.
So he not just dribbled it over, he hit the net.
Oh, what do you make of Mike McDaniel? What do you think he's going to say? No expectations,
but,
boss.
But here, it's
please,
see, but,
simmer down.
But here. I hate when people don't hear what somebody is saying and they jump to their own. He said, I feel that we are contenders, right? Which is what every other team would say at this time. He didn't say.
I don't think the Panthers are saying that.
He didn't say.
It better not be.
Carolina Panthers.
He didn't say.
Florida Panthers champions.
He didn't say. I expect to do this, this, and this, or I have expectations. He didn't say any of that. So everybody's taking this comment and making it sound like the owner has expectations. That is not what he said.
He does have expectations.
He does, but that's not what he said. He said we should be contenders.
Semantics.
No, it's not. It is what it is. That's the problem I have with this, is that we take it for what we want so we can make this big story out of it. And guess what? He felt that way last year, and he said so. That, hey, I felt if we were healthy last year, we would have contended. That doesn't mean win. He didn't say I expect to get to a certain point.
I am curious about this. What do you consider a contender? How many teams do you consider a contender? Six?
Let me see. Here's also the problem. What happens if you have two contenders in one conference and seven contenders in the other?
Yep. AFC's a lot tougher.
Right.
Yep.
So I would say let's go to NFC. I'm going to say you got to say the Eagles.
Yep.
And San Fran.
Detroit.
Maybe Green Bay.
I'm not sold on their quarterback. He played for 3 minutes.
But maybe Green Bay.
So that's four. Now, let's go to the other side.
What about Dallas?
Ooh.
Dallas contenders? Yes.
I say Dallas over Green Bay.
They win 12, 13 games every year.
He's all in.
You can't say they get hot for a month.
Is anybody in the NFC South a contender?
Who?
Saints, Bucks, Falcons, Commanders.
Nope. Keep it moving.
Rams? What?
Contender? Rams are going to be good.
Contender?
Why are they going to be good?
Because they're always good. Unless
contender or sneaky contender?
No, contender.
Okay, so that gives
Aaron Donald, remember that.
That's true.
Four, and only one in the East. Oh, you're two in the East.
What?
NFC East. You're going Eagles and Cowboys?
I'm
going
to do Cowboys, even though, like, we're not saying who. I'm saying
contenders.
I'm saying contenders.
God.
Being that, like, if you win 12, 13 games every year, I got to consider it. I'm not going to say you win 12, 13 games, but I don't take you serious.
Why not?
Because you won 12, 13 games. That's why. Like, contender. I'm not saying going to win. But I'm saying at the end of the season, when you say this team
has make the playoffs,
this team has 12, 13 wins. What if they're the one
seed? But not all playoff teams are contenders.
Ah.
I mean, have a chance?
And I'm not even talking about the bump.
But I'm saying, if you get in the playoffs, why can't you be a contender?
Okay, so you got six teams in the NFC.
Right.
You're very gracious.
No,
I think it's
okay, tell me who. Okay, go. You tell me who.
I go Eagles.
Okay. Who had a worse collapse than the Dolphins did last year.
But
okay.
I'm giving them the benefit of that.
Because
they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
You get to get
They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Wow.
They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
You said the Rams won it, you didn't say they. I don't get that.
Different.
Washed. You see what I mean? Look at this guy. Dude, you're the worst.
Washed.
You are the worst.
There has been a bigger turnover.
No more Aaron Donald.
No more Jalen Ramsey.
They don't have Kelsey, though.
Hold on. Ooh. Keep going back. So you're throwing out.
I got Eichenberg.
Who'd you throw out?
You're throwing out the Cowboys.
Throwing out the Cowboys. Okay.
Packers. Get them out of here.
I think I'm throwing out the Lions.
Whoa!
What? So you're throwing out the Lions.
But they eat kneecaps.
Nah.
Throwing out the Lions. Keep going. Hold on.
And I'm throwing out the Rams.
The Rams.
Oh, you got to throw out the Rams for sure.
Throwing them out.
So you're throwing out the Cowboys. The Rams.
And the Lions.
And the Lions.
So you're saying San Francisco, Green Bay.
San Francisco, Green Bay, Philadelphia.
And Philly, yes.
I cannot believe that
Green Bay.
You would take Detroit out of it, but leave Philly in.
Why?
Why Philly? Green Bay is not the one you're confused about?
Saquon. They got weapons.
They do got weapons.
They had weapons
last year, and they went on an epic collapse.
Yeah. I don't like Sirianni. He is a worst coach.
That counts. That all counts.
That guy's a cancer.
All right, two contenders. I take out the Eagles.
All right, now.
So I'm down to Green Bay and San Francisco.
Now, let's go.
All right, AFC.
AFC. Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now.
The West.
Ravens.
No. So let me just do a division by division.
Okay.
Let's do this radio style.
Yeah.
The West.
I hate radio style.
I love
radio
style.
The Leroy Jenkins.
The West. Kansas City, obviously.
Yes, of course. Oh, thank you. I'm sure they're grateful that you included them.
Raiders, Broncos, Chargers. Raiders, Broncos, Chargers. Any of them?
Nah. Can't do it.
I think the Chargers will make the playoffs, but no.
Not a contender.
Okay. Not a contender.
Right, because I don't trust Justin Herbert.
So they got one.
I don't trust Justin Herbert.
The South.
Ooh.
Jags, Titans, Texans, Colts.
Texans.
Texans are a contender?
Yes, that's it.
That's two contenders. The North. Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. How many contenders in that division?
That's the toughest division. It has to
be. Ravens and Browns.
Okay.
Two Browns.
It's four.
Of course you picked the Browns.
No.
What?
Dude.
What?
Hold on.
Well, that wasn't me.
Hold on.
Why not the Bengals?
They won a playoff game.
Yeah.
And started five quarterbacks. You don't think that team can support a bad quarterback?
Joe Burrow.
So just get a decent quarterback.
All right. So Ravens, Browns, yes. Not the Bengals.
No.
Right. Why?
Because they got to prove to me they can protect their quarterback. Fair otherwise, he's going to be miss half the season again.
And then the AFC East.
Yep.
Ooh.
Dolphins, Bills.
Dolphins and Bills. Stop.
No Jets. Bills.
No!
Okay, so just in fairness, just want to be clear. When we initially did this list, you evened it up. You went 6-6.
Yeah.
Huh.
You said, well, there was, what if there was a 7-1 and 2 in the other?
Mm.
You want to take that back, or you think it actually is 6-6?
I would.
You want to revise your list at all?
Mm. I would say it's 6-4.
All right. So you do think 10 contenders, 10 teams can win the Super Bowl?
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
Yes. Keep in mind, you haven't seen anybody play yet. So you can't make any assumptions about anybody. All you have is what you've seen.
Mm.
Right? So I don't know why in the hell, after the collapse they had, with your home team having the same collapse, you'd be more inclined to pick the Eagles to be a contender.
Mm-hmm. Something went on there.
They had a worse collapse than the Dolphins.
Who did?
The Eagles!
Agreed.
Not
much worse.
Yes, worse.
Not much worse.
Okay, but did they beat here's
Dolphins?
Why.
They, I think
here's
they
why.
The Dolphins, right?
Look at the division they played in.
Yeah.
So they played the Giants and the Redskins.
Okay, so the Dolphins played the Jets, who had Tim Boyle as quarterback, and they played the Patriots. Like, okay, it wasn't a murderer's row the Dolphins won against either.
All right. Eagles lost to the Baker-led Bucks.
Eagles beat the Dolphins last year.
So you think 10 teams are a contender?
Yeah, contender.
Wow, everyone.
I'm not like if I had to. If I had
you
to,
get a Super Bowl.
Wait,
you
no,
get
no,
a
no.
Super Bowl. You can.
Do you understand?
So sorry.
There's been wild card teams that gone to a Super Bowl, right?
I haven't once.
No, it did not. Go look and see how many times a wild card team has made the Super Bowl. So, like,
you want Tua's thoughts on the Stephen Ross's comments?
No, I don't.
Marcos, do you want Tua's thoughts?
I need to hear.
Okay,
how many times?
I'll give him the stat. Since 1970, it's happened 10 times.
That's the Super Bowl.
Did the wild card exist in 1970?
No,
made it. This is just a made it to the Super Bowl. Yeah, 10 have made it, 6 have won.
Yeah, but they didn't have a wild card till like 1970.
It says the wild card system began in 1970.
Okay.
And so 10 have made it?
10 have made it.
And how many have won?
3. I'm sorry, 6.
6.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Last one, Tampa
How many
Bay.
Super Bowls have there been?
53? 54?
All right, so 1 every 5.
No, 57. This will be 57.
1 every 6 years.
Tampa Bay Bucks in 2020 were the last ones to do it. Before that, it was Leroy's favorite team, the Green Bay Packers in 2010.
Oof. Oh, that was a good run.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did everything on the
road.
That
was in New Orleans.
That was a good run.
Give me Tua and his reaction to Stephen Ross saying, do it or else you bums.
Is that exact? I don't think he said that, but okay. Yeah, not at
all. Tua, during the game, the CBS broadcast, they interviewed the team owner, Stephen Ross, and he said, if we stay healthy, we're certainly a contender for the Super Bowl. I don't know if you knew that he said that, but no. What are your thoughts on those remarks?
What are your thoughts? You think so?
Contender? Yeah, I think there's about 10 teams that have a chance.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, you just said contender. I think there's 10 teams. Okay. Are the Dolphins one of the 10 teams?
I think so.
You think so? Yeah. I would say that's
way to flip it.
We play this game.
Good job,
too. None of us have the belief that we can do it. It won't happen for us on our team. So, of course, we have that belief.
Wow.
I did like that.
Well handled.
Yeah, but sure. Again.
I didn't like how.
You see how they, like. There's a difference in being a contender and having expectations. Like, you took the same phrase and tried to say, oh, the owner should have expectations, all the money. That's not what happened.
No, see, you did the difference. No, I didn't. You took teams with expectations and you made them all contenders. I don't think they're all contenders.
So go.
So you I get only, to go?
You, yeah. You tell me.
I got two NFC contenders.
Right.
All right. Yeah. AFC.
Mm.
Chiefs, obviously. I'll allow it.
All right.
There is not a contender in the South.
No,
not a contender.
You don't think that
Houston?
The Texans
Houston.
Have a
yeah.
no,
not a contender.
No, what are you gonna,
not a contender.
Damn.
There okay. You
welcome to they're top resident at Tucuteville.
Okay.
Yep.
I was gonna ask because on paper they seem to be talented. Quarterback position seem to have good leadership.
Too soon.
Too soon. Yeah.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Really?
You know what? You're right.
You know not who they said that about?
Who?
Tom Brady when he went to Super Bowl.
That's fine. Not everybody's Tom Brady. He doesn't get to.
Okay, but you didn't know
he
that.
He always gets to throw the rules over Tom Brady.
Wait.
He had to deal with the devil and he cheated.
You didn't know that at the time.
Okay. Well, right now I'm predicting not a contender too soon. Mm. All right. They're not on my list.
Didn't Dan Marino go his first year?
Not on the list, Leroy. All right. It's my list. You had your time. You had your time. Wait. What about my time?
It's true. Marcos. Yeah. When I gave my list, he said, nope. Did he not? I'm giving my list. Up. No, not even close. You heckled my list. How you gonna heckle my list and then say my list? Okay. Oh my god!
The right, north.
North for the what, south. What north a for the whiny south. Baby!
The king of the north.
King of the north.
Ravens. That's the only contender.
Only Ravens. Okay. Only the Ravens. No one has faith in the Bengals.
I don't have faith in Deshaun Watson.
Even though Lamar. But see, that's my point.
I don't have faith.
This is why I said this.
Steelers got
if
better
Lamar
too?
Jackson plays average,
mm-hmm.
and they're consistent, have the same quarterback all year,
mm-hmm.
they're better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
They won a playoff game, for God's sake. They started five different quarterbacks. They did the same thing the Jets did.
Who did they beat in the playoff game?
Talk about the
Pittsburgh?
Browns?
No, was it Pittsburgh?
Talking about the Browns?
Yeah.
Not a contender.
Okay. but you understand. They had the same circumstances as...
They can have expectations.
They had the same...
They got dusted by the Texans in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was about to say.
In the first week?
I thought Joe Flacco
that was 2 years ago.
Oh, Joe Flacco. Yeah.
45-14.
Here's the deal.
Let me ask you.
Wait. They had the same situation as the Jets.
Huh?
And look at how those two teams went about it. Hmm. So you can't tell me that if they have just... average play. Same thing the Jets are saying. The Jets say, hey, Aaron Rodgers has got to be better than the stiffs we had last year.
You guys, maybe you'll become a contender, but from the outset, not a contender. Okay. You can still become a contender. You win a big fight, all of a sudden you're content. Dan Hooker, he was ranked 11th, and then he beat the number 5 guy. He's back to top 5 contender.
Contender.
Okay.
So you can become a contender.
Keep going with your list.
Okay. AFC East?
Yeah.
Jets?
Uh-huh.
Not a contender.
Oh, look at that. You got me with the swerve. Tricked me.
Bills?
Yeah.
Not a contender.
No way.
We know the Patriots aren't a contender.
Fuck it.
Dolphins?
Hmm?
Steven Ross said it. They're a contender.
Contender,
so
baby.
So my question is this.
That's a good call.
Can you say somebody's not a contender when they've won the division the last 5 times?
Time's up.
Yep.
But time's up. You're assuming that.
You're right.
Okay. All right.
I mean, but there's no games to be played. That's all I can do. All I can do is assume.
Right.
So was that 3 or 4 AFC teams? I think I counted 3.
3.
Yeah.
Which is more than the NFC where I had 2. But I'm more of a man than everybody else. You know, I'm going to narrow it down to just...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm going to narrow it down.
Yikes. Will away.
Huh? And I didn't like how, I think that was Joe Schad asking the question when Tua threw it back at him. I didn't like how he waffled on contender.
Yeah, kind of hesitated.
Like
there,
he hesitated, huh? Joe. What do you think? You think you're a contender? Yeah. Can you play that again? Because he got it when Tua threw it back at him. He was like, contender. Like he almost hurt, like his, it was almost like he stubbed his toe.
Okay.
Two of the during the game, the CBS broadcast, they interviewed the team owner, Stephen Ross, and he said, if we stay healthy, we're certainly a contender for the Super Bowl. I don't know if you knew that he said that, but no. What are your thoughts on those remarks?
What are your thoughts? You think so?
Contender? Yeah, I think there's about 10 teams that have a chance.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, you just said contender. I think there's 10 teams. Are the Dolphins one of the 10 teams?
I think so.
You think so? Yeah. I would say that's the reason we play this game. If none of us have the belief that we can do it, it won't happen for us on our team. So, of course, we have that belief.
See, I feel like you need to have a new game. Instead of Contender Pretender, which is a radio classic, you need Contender Contender? Because yeah, it kind of gets high-pitched out there. Like, you got like the squeaky
contender?
Cheeks. Contender? Got a little high there.
It's like he's confused, but he's one of the ones.
Where the hell is Belichick filming this?
I don't know. It looks like he's at a Cracker Barrel.
Is he playing Scrabble? What is going on?
Contender?
And Tua's like, what do you think?
Tua just called the audible. He goes, What do you think?
You tell me. I like that, though. That's something he definitely wouldn't have done those first 2 years on the Flores.
Flip it back on you.
Yeah. Like, what do you think, buddy?
Champ, pal.
I just like, it's like he was like almost like Ron Burgundy when they put the question mark in the teleprompter. He goes, I'm Ron Burgundy?
Damn it. Who put that question mark there? Anything you put in there, Burgundy will read.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
But yeah, so while we sitting here, like, being a contender is not, like...
Well, you can't hang on the... There's no...
Technically, banner.
There's
every...
There's no contender ring.
Technically, every team that makes the playoffs is a contender. You made the postseason playoff.
The Heat were not a contender last year, right? By the end?
By the end of what? The season? No.
Contender? Right.
Contender?
You still said Heat in five.
Of course. I really felt good after game two. Yeah. Man, I was an idiot.
Record-breaking.
How'd you feel after game three?
Not good.
Same way I felt after every other game.
Not good.
Not good at all.
But this year?
Oh,
look out.
Yeah.
Windhorse says we're getting killer Jimmy Butler.
Here. So, I would say there's three or four teams that are going to be terrible.
Yep.
There's probably 15 to 20 teams that are going to be in the middle of the pack, could fluctuate one or the other way with a couple of wins here and there. Like, you're going to be pretty close. And there's going to be 8 to 10 teams that, right, are going to...
There's more teams that are going to be in the middle than there are. Like, you'll have the same amount of contenders as you have terrible teams.
Correct. Right. Like, right.
It might be as hard to pick. We should do this game again and be like, awful? Okay.
Meh. Contender?
I mean, so we are making an assumption that Carolina's going to have number one pick. Not the Giants.
Ooh. Can I interest you?
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know of not one first player they have.
Kyler Murray.
I mean, but he's...
Yeah, besides Kyler Murray. They just drafted Harrison Jr.
Oh, Marvin Harrison
Jr.
Yes.
They have Marvin Harrison Jr. Wow.
Right.
So a rookie that they drafted this year is the only other player we know.
I don't know, but the last time we played fantasy football, Leroy drafted like four Cardinals.
That's right.
He was really into the
Cardinals. Because, no, I thought they would always play catch-up.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Cap D coming. 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 Cap D coming.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Wouldn't that be something if she just started Miami in this song? Just dropping it.
As much as that would be wonderful, I don't think I should do that.
What an intro.
That'd be some intro.
Like, wow, we planned this.
I would have to leave after that.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you else you need an intro for.
Oh,
the Mix Bag.
Whoa.
Which is brought to you by Brower and Health. Well, into your future. What do you got today for us, birthday boy?
Well, my friend, I have someone who we won't be playing in 2x speed this time. It is none other than Michael McDaniel. Is he Michael or is he just Mike? Because he always do.
I think he is a Michael McDaniel.
Who's the guy in Denver?
Most of the time it's Michael.
Was it Mike Malone who's like, call me Mike?
Or Mike Malone hates being called Mike. He says, I'm Michael.
Michael.
I'm
right?
Michael. He's a bit of a jerk.
Isn't that who's the one that called him James?
That was Brett Brown,
and Brett Brown,
Sixers coach, called Jimmy Butler. He's like, he was James Butler tonight. And he goes, that's not my name. It's actually just Jimmy.
That's right.
He was the adult in the room. He was James Butler.
I like say too much. Well, why are we trying to be cute?
I don't know.
Like, everybody trying to be cute.
Yeah, that's a little much sometimes, definitely.
Banker's hours. Yeah, the bank. Dennis Lopez says, banker's hours, J-Fig? I said, no, the bank opens at 9.
Hey, Leroy. All right. Let's get moving.
Mr. McDaniel doing his normal business up there. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he just hears something in the background, you know? And of course, it wouldn't be Mike McDaniel if he didn't have something to say. I want you to listen to this clip and tell me if you hear what Mike McDaniel, our favorite head coach, had to say.
With fire typing going on. Chill out. Dude, I feel bad for your keyboard. Like, you don't have to do that to the keys. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I finish the question?
Yeah, we're all distracted. That's my fault. That's my fault. Yeah.
Accountability there. Did you hear that at the beginning though?
That's
what was it in the news desk?
That's feverish typing.
Or why is he so close to the mic?
That is wild.
That room has a weird thing they're able to do where like they can flip the audio to audience to the podium.
Oh, okay, I got you.
It's a strange.
So if he's typing while this guy's asking the question.
Yeah, it goes right to that side. So you hear
a bit much though. Sometimes I feel guilty of that when I'm, you know, looking something up. But part of me kind of feels cool when I do it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You feel like you're productive.
Look how fast I can type. It does. It does kind of make me feel a little bit good about myself. I'm not gonna lie to you there.
Mm.
But of course, it wouldn't be Mike McDaniel if, you know, he didn't mention anything about it.
I mean, it is very loud typing.
It was
professional typing. Like you know,
he was hammering. Hammering those keys.
The only thing that would have made that better if it was an old school typewriter with, you know, two ring fingers.
Yeah. That would have been perfect. That's the only thing essentially that was missing.
Can you imagine how long it took to write books when you had to proofread and check and then do the whiteout and then.
Like a typewriter?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Minus one.
All right. Wow. Fair enough.
Even though it's your birthday.
Say
it's
minus one for not even listening to the show.
No, you said it might have taken long, the whiteout.
No arguments,
typewriter.
Noah Flyles.
Minus one.
We're going to get to that guy.
We're
going to get to that guy for sure.
Wait, but think about this.
Yeah.
Who's more famous?
That's a good question. Because.
Who's more famous? Noah Lyles or Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill. It's the biggest sport in the country.
I understand that, but
you're talking about worldwide.
Noah Lyles walking around like,
I think Noah Lyles is more infamous these days than he is famous.
That's really what it is. Like I hear more about Noah Lyles, but it's never anything good. You know,
yeah. Everybody really seems to dislike the guy.
There he goes again.
He seems to be like there's a fine line between being confident, arrogant, and cocky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Everybody loves a confident guy. Yeah. Right. Nobody likes an arrogant guy. And a cocky guy, as long as you doing what you say you can do, is fine. But you didn't even win.
Drew. And that one that he did win, kind of questionable.
There's four other guys that can say, I tied for the gold medal.
That's true.
Like,
they should have just given everybody the gold.
Well, as we know, there's been a beef ongoing between Noah Lyles and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill proclaimed that he could beat the U.S. speedster in a race. This was Noah Lyles responding to that statement, a bit sarcastically, if I had to.
What's that guy? What's the cheetah guy from football? What I can't remember his name. Where's Mark? What's the football player who thinks he's fast name?
Tyreek Hill.
Shut up, Mark.
He was lying. Come on.
I believe that he does. If he calls him the cheetah, like he knows who he is. He may just not know his name. I saw a clip the other day from him. He was on Shannon Sharp and Ocho's podcast, and he legitimately did not know who Nikola Jokic is. Like, so it's not crazy that he doesn't know Tyreek Hill's name. He knows that he's the cheetah. I believe it.
We only know you every 4 years, so like, take your moment of shine and go with it, and then be gone.
Yeah,
right.
Cheetah's is this race going to happen though? What's going on here?
I don't know. He did mention something about $50 and I think like a pay per view. I'm not sure. Maybe we should do that. You know, more than celebrity boxing, I'd see some people run against each other.
They tried to. Didn't Ocho Cinco try and do that? Like, he tried.
He ran a horse.
No, but didn't he, like, have a thing? We had him on the show. He was promoting something. They were doing it, like, at the Panthers arena.
Where,
like,
they were racing.
A bunch of guys were racing for a lot of money. I don't think it was very successful.
But, like, wouldn't you, like, as opposed, you know, I know he dropped out of the race, but as opposed to the presidential race that we were watching before between Biden and Trump, wouldn't you rather just see them run? You know, one of them's going to fall.
It's gonna be hilarious. One of them's gonna fall.
The old aren't very good at running.
Dude. You, I would say after 30 yards, have the ambulances right there.
I would rather, to be honest with you,
they both make
I really have no interest in Noah Lyles versus Tyreek Hill.
Somebody said Noah is a different type of speed. He has,
No.
But
if they were to just race, I would expect, like, Noah Lyles better win.
No, but here's the deal. And here's the thing that people don't understand. Is that this team is filled with guys who were successful sprinters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not out of the question.
Yeah, probably though.
Why?
Because
Tyreek Hill is a sprinter.
It reminds me of like the MMA guys going to boxing. It's like they're probably skillful with their hands, but they're not boxers.
No. It's not the same. It's not the same. That's a different skill.
But they use
these
that.
Guys all.
But
ran
it's a skill track. They use.
These guys all ran track.
But most people who do MMA train boxing just singularly.
No. But not just being a boxer though is different than. You see what I'm saying? Just being a boxer.
Yeah, but Tyreek Hill's not running 100 meters anymore.
Anymore, but he has. He has trained and prepared to be a sprinter. So,
Noah Lyles?
No, running back for the Dolphins.
Achan.
No, not Achan. Achan won the Big 12. Mostert won the Big 10. Mm-hmm. These guys are sprinters. Mm. You ain't heard of Noah Lyles till he start doing all this serious
stuff. Don't you make fun of it too? Like, as you say, like the combine's like underwear Olympics. Like,
yes.
It's not this, like.
Yes, because it's not how fast you are, it's how well you use your speed.
Right. So I'm saying, like, I would expect Noah Lyles to beat Cheetah in a race, like a distance race, or like whatever you want to pick, like maybe other than a 40.
They're running
like,
60.
If they ran 100 meters, I would expect Noah Lyles to get him by a few strides.
No.
Really?
Out of your mind.
Whoa.
Like, these guys are sprinters. Just because they don't run track. You know why? A lot of them will tell you this. There's more money in football. That's it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Be a sprinter?
It's also more skill involved, if you're being honest. I know there's a lot that goes into running. It's not just out there running, but you also don't have to worry about someone potentially giving you CTE.
Right. He doesn't have to go and beat L'Jarius Sneed.
Yeah,
you know?
but how quick will his career be done?
Done.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what I'm like. He better win.
But he, like, and he didn't.
What do you mean?
He won his 100.
No, I mean against Cheetah. I'm saying if he risked the Cheetah.
Yeah.
I'm saying he should beat the Cheetah. If he doesn't
beat just because he runs and Tariq doesn't. Yeah. I don't think you understand how fast he is, dude.
Who?
Tariq!
He's got one of the gold medal in the 100.
I don't think you understand how fast he is. The same thing I say about Randy Moss. People did not understand how fast that guy was.
How old is Noah Lyles?
26?
Noah Lyles is 27.
27. Mm. I played with a guy who won a silver medal in 200, right? He was okay. He's a special teamer.
Who's the guy on the Bills for a while? Gabe Davis. How far did he make it? Wasn't he an Olympic sprinter?
He was fast.
Wasn't he on the team at least? I don't know if he won anything. Didn't Gabe Davis, didn't he make the Olympic team? Or was it like an alternate?
I do see that he has track and field stats around here. Did he go to? No, this is different Gabe Davis. Okay, I almost got a. I don't see anything in regards to like.
I would be much. Just let me say this. I would be much more interested in Tyreek. I really just would like a Dolphins only race, and I just want to know who the fastest out of all the fast guys are, more so than Noah Lyles, because I feel like we're all going to come away with that Noah Lyles beating Tyreek Hill, maybe by a little, maybe a lot, but I feel like we're all going to be like, yeah, he should. He's an Olympic. Yeah. He just won the Olympics. He should beat Tyreek Hill.
Closer than you think.
No, they won't run 100. They'll run a 60.
It's going to be close to
I think Cheetah's saying a 50.
Yeah, he's 50.
Met him halfway. Right in the middle.
Yeah. Perfect.
There's no, like, I'm telling you, just because you can run a 200, that's why it's so hard to win the 100 and the 200, simply because it's two different styles of running, right? So that's what makes it even more incredible when somebody wins the 100 and 200. It makes it amazing.
According to Dr. Rudy Jackson, who I
don't know. Who the hell is Rudy?
He's a listener of ours. We now have two doctors, him and Dr. Toboggan.
Yes, perfect. What about Dr. Remulak?
Oh, Dr. I apologize. We're the only show that has three doctors. That participate in the chat. Maybe doctors are listening, but they're not participating. Cheetah's best 100-meter time is 10.19. Noah Lyles is 9.79.
That's close.
In 100, though, they're going to run 50.
Mm.
There's no time to catch up.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. There's no time to catch up.
So it's like you had to have a quick start at Russell.
When you see these guys run 100, what separates them is when you see that final quarter of the 100, mm-hmm. they seem like they're pulling away when in actuality they're just maintaining their speed, right? He won't have a chance to play catch up.
How big is Noah Lyles? He's not like
he's a tic tac.
He's not like Usain Bolt, right?
He's a tic tac.
No, I don't think so.
He's a tic tac.
5'11", 154.
154 pounds! A tic tac!
Yeah, he's very thin. But he's Cheetah. He's a little taller than Cheetah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Tyreek Hill is listed at 5'10". I don't think it's 5'10". 185. I do believe that though.
5'10"?
Yeah, I don't.
Tyreek, what?
They got him. Yeah, he's not 5'10". He's not 5'10".
I'm 6'3".
He is pretty thick though. He's not like he's not like Waddle
for sure.
He's not built like Noah Lyles.
No.
Yeah. Do you guys want to see another freak athlete right now? Probably the best athlete in the world.
Okay. Don't show us that video you trying to dunk again.
Okay, well then we'll skip on them. the best athlete in the world, I am calling it. And you know what? So much so, he had Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill was not backing down from an Olympic sprinter. Backed down from this athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Said that he didn't want the smoke. Ran away from him.
He did say that.
I show speed.
I don't like this I show speed because, and let me just say, it's nothing personal.
Yeah, seems personal.
He's jumping over cars too easily.
Two back to
he
back.
He jumped over two cars, and the thing is, when you are this popular,
hey, you ever seen that go bad?
This is what I'm saying.
I was watching.
All
I could hear was this. He's gonna try to jump over. He's not gonna make it. Boom.
This is what I think of. I think of what if my son was 13.
First of all,
just hear me out. Hear me out. He's 13 and he's into iShow Speed.
Yes,
and he goes, Dad. I show speed jumped over a car.
Intangibles don't have hops, son.
I'd be like, son, not for you. Not for you.
Too late.
But like, I don't want to be too. What if I'm too late?
Yeah.
What if they're all like, we're doing the speed challenge?
Well, his athletic prowess is on display even more.
Your son's built like you.
I was already having this talk
about it. You know what you do? Show him the picture of you going up that wall and say, this is us.
I was trying to explain to Mrs. Tobin this week because we were talking about football because like there was a possibility we may. She's like, oh, should he do tackle football? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I don't think he should really do that till he's like, yeah, you know,
probably
older, what's the point? You know, yeah, let him learn the
you
game.
You could not. Here's the problem. You could
I feel like
hate
hits,
football
though.
A lot sooner than you really should
yeah.
because of hitting.
I said, look, he's going to do two things. Unless he's got a chooch, which he's got a pretty good arm for a kid.
Nice.
But he's going to be in the trenches. Like, that's just.
Oh, my God. He's going to be in the trenches.
It's great. Well,
it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the jumping over the car thing. Just show him the video of you going up the wall and just say, hey.
Yeah,
Tommy, this is your genes here, buddy.
But that is a crazy thing iShow Speed is doing. Anyway, what about him?
So iShow Speed, if you thought his racing ability, which he put up an impressive 40 time in the Yeezy Foam Runners we saw him jump over cars.
Yep.
And now he's taken on, you've seen those punching machines, right?
Yeah.
You punch
like the
machine.
Arcade?
Yeah, it gives you a score of some sort. This is iShow Speed with Dana White. This is that Fanatic Fest that happened this weekend.
Oh!
Alex
Pereira, probably.
Pereira. Sorry. Went in with a 9.12
okay.
punching score. Now, this is iShow Speed immediately after goes up to 9.12.
Wow!
21, dude.
He beat him on the UFC machine?
He beat him on his own machine.
Damn, dude.
The champion. Things are getting scary with iShow Speed, man. Things are getting scary.
Where did iShow Speed's like fame start? Was he a gamer?
Yes, he was a gamer online who lit fireworks in his room.
This kid knows how to play video games.
Yeah,
he didn't even punch it. He slapped it.
Yeah, this guy knows how to play video games. Cap for Life says France has the record. That's not the same thing, though, Cap. Yeah. That's at the Performance Center where they have like a Drago measuring one, not quite like the game. But that's still an embarrassing thing. Like if you're Dana White and your scariest puncher is there and he gets out punched by a Twitcher or a YouTuber, that's funny.
And then they say, let's get in the ring.
Oh, I wouldn't. He's
no, scary. Of course.
A little scary.
Right.
But he's doing a lot of impressive things he probably shouldn't be able to do.
It is impressive.
There we go. Tommy, this is your future, son.
Don't jump over a car.
Dude, I'm just like... That's the face of, oh no, these shoes got no grip.
Frog socks failed me.
I can't never. This never gets old.
Oh, it does for me.
Especially with UD say. UD goes.
Didn't get any worse than that with Udonis Haslam shaming.
Hey, man. He goes, hey, man, real quick, you couldn't get up that wall. I'm like,
take a break.
Fear in his eyes.
Yeah. It's not fear, it's disappointment.
Disappointment. He's just disappointed. He's just looking at him like, no.
Take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.